There we go. We're recording.
Okay.
I want to apologize a little bit for my audio quality. It's a little bit strange. I don't know if you're hearing like all those bumps.
It's sort of in there, but it sounds good.
I just got a new fancy microphone and
Fancy Mike Susanna. New nickname.
It really needs a shock filter. So.
Yeah, I know nothing about mics, so, but
yeah, I read a lot of like Wikipedia articles
on microphones on podcast mics.
Yeah.
Okay. My computer. We have lots of silence gaps in this.
No, we do. Okay.
Okay.
I wasn't at school today.
Yes, she wasn't.
Or yesterday. Yesterday it was because today my birthday is. Yesterday was for unrelated reasons, but today was because I felt sick.
Whoa.
What? I know. What? I got a COVID test and everything.
Yeah. Wow.
I feel fine.
I don't know
now.
Why we're being so, like, weird about this. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
We believe COVID exists, everyone.
In case you hadn't noticed from literally everything else about us, we believe in science.
Yeah. Science. Whoa. Except we don't get taught science at our school, which
we
is
don't
concerning.
Really. Our teachers are prone to, like, giving us impromptu science lessons in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
Like, remember when...
Personal information.
Spent, like, all of math class telling us about his broken foot?
Yeah. It's like he was preparing us for pre-med. But, it was really weird because he went really in-depth about his, like, broken... It was like a bone in his foot.
Yeah.
He didn't break all the bones in his foot.
Yeah, he made sure to... He made sure that he was getting that point across, that he had not broken every bone in his foot.
Yeah. He's really nice, but he gets really in-depth about weird things.
He gets very tangential.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Okay.
Should we just start the podcast now?
I guess. Yeah. Okay.
3 minutes feels like a good cold open.
Yeah, I feel like we got in a really good routine, then we got delayed because of me. And then,
And then we got delayed because of me, because it was my stupid birthday.
Yeah.
Why do I keep bringing up my birthday? Anyways, you're probably going to figure out at some point in this episode what my birthday is.
Yeah.
But
well, we don't have to say the date, because they don't know
what
we're
don't have to say the date. We'll just imply the date.
Oh, yeah. By the way, everyone, Susanna gave me her mom's Vulture account, and I've been reading lots of articles today.
I didn't give you my mom's Vulture account. I gave you the login information for my mom's Vulture account.
You know what I
mean.
Woman.
All right. So, I'm Susanna, Zanna, whatever you want to call me.
I am Will, and this is...
Zanna.
We
have to figure out how to open these episodes.
Okay.
But this is Zanna and Billiam, and it's a podcast, and we talk about television.
Television.
Okay.
Theme song.
Theme song. God, all right. I can't, like, touch my desk, or it'll make a really loud sound. So that's real fun.
Yeah. Okay, so into today's episode.
Johnny and Dora!
Johnny and Dora. We finally got here.
We won't always be so excited about these episodes. We're just choosing our very favorites.
Yeah, so at some point in the podcast, if we keep doing this for a long time, it's just going to be very boring because we're going to be like, yay. But Johnny and Dora is episode 22 of season 2 of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Which is a workplace sitcom of sorts. That takes place in a police that takes place in a police precinct.
I feel like
occasionally turns into an action comedy, but like not this episode.
Yeah, this episode's like romantic comedy.
Yeah.
At its finest.
And like there's also some emotional moments. This is really a very, very, very good Brooklyn Nine-Nine episode.
And Jake's Jamaican accent.
Oh my god, that German was on mine too.
That really, it's half, it's a third Jamaican, it's a third German, and it's a third, like, weird British.
It's great.
It's great. He's the king of accents.
It did make me think of, and this is actually in my likes, but I'll just say it now. He says, no, you know, I'm better at German, and then he does a German accent. But in Dillman, like, 5 seasons later, he does a German accent to do this big reveal, and everyone says he sounds like a Nazi.
Yes. So, maybe he also sounded like a Nazi then.
A little, maybe.
Maybe.
Speaking of Nazis, I just found out that 2 of the actors on a show that Will so stubbornly refuses to watch, Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist, are Jewish.
Oh.
Yeah. Boom.
One I of feel them... like you were just, like, really loosely lumping in Nazis to that.
Yeah, it was a bit of a non sequitur.
Yeah. My computer keeps making this really weird humming noise. And I'm not sure if there's something living in it, or it's going to take over, or it's going to inhabit my body. But whatever happens this episode, tell my family I love them.
If there's, like, air coming out of the bottom, it might mean... That means it's just, like, running a lot of programs and is feeling kind of overwhelmed and just might need to give it some space.
Come on, I use my computer for everything. I have like 50 tabs open, and that's why.
That's why, yeah. If you have too many windows or too many tabs, yeah, it's not going to shut down or anything. It's just sort of expressing its distaste.
Okay, well, it can express its disdain all at once. I'm still keeping the tabs open. I refuse to use bookmarks. They are for lesser beings. I'm talking to everyone at school who uses bookmarks. Keep your tabs open.
Do you
open.
Have a lot of background apps open? Like when you command tab?
I actually maybe I do. I have like one really long UN document open, but that's like
That'd do it. Or just how many windows? Like when you scroll
have
the three.
Well, I can close that one. I have one.
Welcome to decluttering
two.
Your computer with Suzanne and Will.
Let's see. I'm just closing windows as I go. I have I have 3 windows open right now. Yeah. Or 4. It's unclear. But why does it express air from the bottom? That's so weird.
Well, I mean, it's what it does. It used to do it a lot more. It used to just be like constantly doing that, and that's why they made computer fans. Ooh. And I am so young that I learned about that from Parks and Recreation.
What was that laugh?
Like, I think Andy needed to write a song, and he was like, get me a pen, a paper, and get me a computer fan.
You just got really close to your mic when you said computer fan. You're like, get me a computer fan.
Computer fan.
Anyway, back to Johnny and Dora.
Back to Johnny and Dora. I have my, I got a Brooklyn Nine-Nine pin for the special occasion that happened yesterday. And, it's Jake's. I called Will about it earlier, or he called me and I told him about it, but I'm wearing it today, so.
Yeah. Okay, so Johnny and Dora essentially, this is hard to explain, but I'll just, can I like
Should we
take a run at
okay,
it?
we have to do a synopsis, right?
We do, we
Summary.
do.
All right, should we
Okay.
launch into that?
Yeah.
All right.
So there is an identity thief named Augustine who, Captain Holt. Wait,
Wait, what
what?
was his first name? I can never remember. What was it, George Augustine?
No, it was something long.
No, it was short.
I'm searching it up.
All right, I'm
Augustine.
watching the Hulu. Okay, no, Hulu never starts up. Okay. Brooklyn.
Augustine from 99.
Michael
Michael.
Augustine.
Wow. Okay. Oh, yeah, we said that at the same time, y'all.
Yeah,
It
we
was a
did.
tie. Okay.
It was a tie.
We can each type equally fast.
I think actually we can type equally fast, but you did worse keywords and I got there later. Lots of factors coming into this
Fine.
agreement.
Okay,
Okay.
well, I'm gonna be
Anyway, so
very
Michael
resentful of
Augustine, Brooklyn's
Susanna for
most
the whole.
prolific
Oh, God.
identity thief.
We are
Okay.
talking over each other so much.
We are.
Okay. Who's gonna do the synopsis? This is already taking so long.
All right.
You do it. You do
Okay,
it.
I'll do it. It was just my interesting day. So basically, there's this very prolific identity thief, Michael Augustine, and they got some kind of tip off that he would be leaving a briefcase for a buyer named for a buyer from China, aka the Land of Dragons. Fine,
Find
the
the country.
country of dragons.
Yes, that's what Jake says, everyone.
Yeah, that's not me. Anyways,
Though it is partially us, because we agree with whatever Jake
we
says.
do. I saw some kind of thing today that said that Jake was a Sagittarius and I'm a Sagittarius, so.
Oh.
God, I'm giving people so much information about me. Anyways.
Oh.
Anyways.
Nine nine.
So basically, Amy gets assigned to work the case with him. I guess it's not really working the case, it's more like arresting the guy, because they figured out
Yeah.
who did it. And what's happening and how to arrest him. They just need to execute it. Anyways, perform it.
They don't execute him. I'd like to stress that.
Yeah, they do
It's not
not.
set in medieval times.
Or, like, I don't know, the 70s?
Yeah.
The world's a crazy place.
Yeah.
And it's a crazy place to be watching a show about police. Anyways. In the previous episode, not the previous episode, but 2 episodes ago, Detective Dave Majors, who's very like famous detective, asked Amy out and she said no, and everyone thought it was because she liked Jake, but it was
Yeah.
actually because she didn't want to date cops. But it was
Yeah.
also because she liked Jake, but she just said she doesn't want to date cops. It's confusing. Anyways, Jake, that whole episode, Jake was building to asking her out. So then he spent one episode just like shooting Barnes and the
Yeah.
chopper, and now he's back to wanting to ask her out again. So he tells her that, and she's just like, oh, okay, this is weird. Let's not have it be weird. And then they agree to work the case.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, actually, we should do the plot line separately. So
Dora's
they work the place,
sloppy.
and they so they so they see the so they see Augustine go into a bar restaurant, fancy restaurant with a side piece,
Fancy restaurant.
and so they follow him in, and it's all booked up. So Amy thinks real quick and. They pretend to be a couple that just got engaged, Johnny
Yeah.
and Dora,
Yeah,
hence
which kind of
Johnny and
puts a lot
Dora.
of, yeah, puts a lot of stress on Jake.
It does.
Makes him feel bad inside.
It gives Jake some complicated emotions, but they end up having vague fun, I guess. And then sort of. Like, okay, well, we won't actually have to we won't actually have to pretend to be a couple. We just have to do it then. But then the side piece, who they're sitting right next to, remembers their whole spiel to the hostess and is like, "You just got engaged."
So you're going really in depth. I feel like you should.
And then eventually, like, admit why they like each other. It's great.
Yeah.
And then they see Augustine go into the kitchen, and they think he's going to make the drop, but he's not actually making the drop. He's just saying hi to the chef. So they need to keep their cover because he sees them.
One second. You're going extremely in depth.
I am. It's Johnny and Dora. Yeah. So, they kiss to keep their cover from being blown. And then, you know, they're just, like, being all awkward about it. Detective, let's get back on the case. And then they're in a park, because that's where he's actually making the drop. And, well, he leaves it, and then so they have to stay with the briefcase, so they can arrest the guy from the Land of Dragons. and then he sees them talking about Meat Supreme Pizza. So they have to kiss again.
Yeah, which, but it's like really intense. To be honest,
in that instance, kissing was probably not the most efficient form of keeping their cover. Anyways. Yeah.
But it did work.
It did work. He walked away.
It was really intense, too.
Then they arrest him, not execute him.
Yeah.
And then all is well, except then this big thing happens that we'll get to, and they're in the evidence locker, and they're talking about all the change that's going on, because Captain Holt is leaving, which we'll get to, and then they kiss.
Again.
For reals.
Yeah. So three Peraltiago kisses this episode. Yeah. And it's all in the first time they kiss.
Yeah, so yeah, it's crazy.
Y'all can see why we love this episode. It's a great episode.
It's a great episode, but there's a cliffhanger, and we don't get to see what happens with them.
Yeah, but we know. They make it. We know. Yeah, we know.
We know. Do you want to do the subplots?
Subplots? Okay. I'm just going to do them really spottedly and out of order. basically, cold open of the... Should we do the cold open?
The cold open probably doesn't matter.
Okay, well, either way. The microwave... I meant the vending machine is being taken, and they do a salute, and there's free candy, because the vending machine breaks. And
I guess that becomes Canaan, because there's always just, like, an empty space where the vending machine should be for, like, the rest of the show.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's going to be, like, the premise of the 8th season. Just them trying to figure out why they cannot get a third vending machine.
No, I think the 8th season is just going to be Scully in the Land of Vending Machines. It's just a spinoff where Scully just eats. It's actually his ASMR channel. okay, subplot. It is Rosa's birthday.
Happy birthday, Rosa.
Susanna's special occasion that happened. but... Sorry, that really gave it away. but Charles is playing... Actually... Marcus and Charles, Marcus is Rosa's boyfriend.
At this point in the show.
Yeah. Are planning a surprise party for Rosa. And Rosa doesn't like surprise parties. And she gets really mad at Charles. And then he just starts stating facts about her to prove that he knows him.
They're in a band with Jake and Amy.
Yes, they are, because they had to go along for the Augustine Buyer thing. Yeah. Back up. Whoa. Now Charles is calling her, "Hey, you." Don't say that, "Hey, you." And then he calls her Roro at the end of the episode.
Well, the surprise party is revealed to be just like just an empty bar with her and Marcus.
Yeah, it's perfect for Rosa, even though Marcus
Has no
sucks.
idea how to drink, make drinks. And
Yeah.
yes, sucks.
Oh, Marcus. Worst character ever. I don't care what you
He's
say.
probably not the worst character. I didn't really mind him, but
I
he
hated
wasn't
him.
good. What are you doing? It's my dad. Some seltzer, which I'm a little bit afraid to drink in front of my fancy microphone. It's so goddamn receptive. Okay.
Okay. Oh yeah, there's another subplot. One more. Captain Holt, aka Madeline Wunsch, aka
Captain Hole
Captain
is not
Holt's
Madeline Wunsch.
what?
Captain Hole is not Madeline Wunsch. Made it sound like that a little bit, but
No, it sounded like I said AKA between them. Captain Holt is not Madeline Wunsch. Madeline Wunsch, AKA Captain Holt's extreme nemesis, wants to transfer Captain Holt to head of public relations
which is a
for.
promotion, so it's like good,
Yeah,
but
but
also
not
he has to
good.
leave the 99, so it's not good.
Yeah. Yeah. He does not want to go because it sucks over there. And eventually he does go, but it still sucks. So he enlists Terry and
Gina.
Gina, to help him find a letter that Madeline Wunsch wrote to wrote to her now boss, I guess.
Yeah, the
Yeah.
commissioner. Wrote to the mayor about the commissioner.
Wrote to the mayor about the commissioner, in which she kind of badmouthed the commissioner. And if that letter was shown to the commissioner, she would be fired. So, Gina helps a bird watching guy. Grackle, grackle, grackle.
Grackles. Oh,
Grackles.
Terry just lifts the entire file cabinet out of there.
Yeah. Letters, letters, letters. But then Madeline Wunsch pulls a reverse whamy on Captain Holt, and says that that writing will take forever to authenticate. And by that time that is authenticated, she will have transferred everyone in the 99 to some gross places like Atlantic City or
Nope, not
Staten
Atlantic City.
Island.
That's a different place.
Yeah.
Not in New York.
Yeah.
To like Long Island City, Staten Island,
Yeah.
Pelham Bay, Pelham Beach.
They do say Atlantic City in there.
They do? Wait, is
No.
Atlantic City in New York?
I
Is it something
think.
I don't know? Hold on. Hold
I
on.
feel like it's on the outskirts. I'm looking it up. I'm looking it up on my phone, so I'm not going to be as fast
It's
as I
in New
could.
Jersey. So
Yeah, New Jersey.
how can she transfer them to Atlantic City?
That's kind of a gray area, but one of the very few gray areas of Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Wait,
But
are we
either
sure
way,
she says Atlantic City?
huh?
Are
I'm
we sure
positive.
she says Atlantic City?
I'm positive. Positively.
Okay.
But so then he leaves because he doesn't want everyone, the 99, to get transferred. And he's really nice, and then he shows emotion for once.
And there's a callback to
And
the pilot, but we'll get to that.
yes, and it's so sad, and everyone, it just makes us want to die. Anyway, those
Anyway.
are the subplots.
Yes. So should we get to... Oh my God. You okay?
One second. Okay, one second.
This.
Just had to get a towel for all the seltzer I spilled all over myself. And I'm pretty sure I coughed up part of my lung. But
Are you okay?
yeah, I'm good. One second. I'm eating myself right now. Y'all couldn't hear that, but that was the most extreme one. That was like a primal scream. That was like Tony's blood-curdling scream.
So, deep dives. There are not a ton of deep dives this time. There is one big deep dive. I really only focus on stuff I found interesting. So, let's see. Okay, so this episode is one of many episodes that examines the Jake-Amy relationship. Although it stops sort of being like at the focus of episodes once they really get together, and is more just like there because there's less yearning or plot once they're together to be focused on. Anyways, so the previous episodes that have wherein their relationship was like the A plot were the bet, Operation Broken Feather, Tactical Village, The Road Trip, and Detective Dave Majors. Other episodes in which their relationship has sort of been especially prominent are 48 Hours, Unsolvable, Charges and Specs, Undercover, Jimmy Jab Games, and Boyle Lanetti Wedding.
Yes. Boyle Lanetti Wedding. That's not a song
Fun
they
fact about
sing.
Boyle Lanetti Wedding, I would always like sort of read the first paragraph or like the first sentence of the Vulture recap for the episode before I actually watched it. And there was just something about like the photo they had. And the first sentence was, in this episode, Jake says to Amy, "It's just me and you. You don't have to act like you care anymore." Which was about something else, but it sounded really romantic to me at the time. So I really, really, really thought that was the episode they would get together. It wasn't. Johnny and Dora was.
Okay.
They did have a romantic moment while Jake was slow dancing with a old lady, however. So fun.
Yes.
Yeah, our friend Audrey is watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and
She is.
she asked me the other day to tell her which episode Jake and Amy get together, cause she's on like Jimmy Jab Games era.
Oh,
Yeah.
wow.
Okay,
Anyway.
next deep dive. That wasn't really a deep dive. The song that's playing during the squad salute was a bagpipe edition of Amazing Grace, as anyone who heard it can tell. I did not look into if that was anything significant to the New York Police Department. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't, I don't care. The vending machine, from what I could see, had a lot of like cool off-brand candies, such as chocolate mints, which were junior mints. Then I don't know what this is a rip-off of, but it's Captain Salty Mini. There was also Gummy Bean, which seemed sort of like a rip-off of Haribo, but gummy is spelled Gumeee.
Maybe it's Timothée Chalamet's gummy brand.
And then there were also Nutty Cups, which are very obviously Reese's peanut butter cups.
Gummy.
Anyways. Okay, so the Grackle guy says, asks, the Grackle guy says Anahingas, snake birds, and swamp hawks are really the same thing. That's not true.
Yeah, Birdman.
Anahinga trans is like a some language's word for something, and that language is, and it's, they're like, that language's word for snake bird. It translates to snake bird. But it is not called a swamp hawk. It's called a swamp turkey. Swamp hawk is a different bird.
Yeah, so, buddy.
I also decided to look into ring sizes because Jake said that the ring he got was too small for Amy.
Yes.
So I ended up on like a jewelry forum, which was real fun.
Yeah, Susanna's looking to marry herself and she's proposing tonight.
I am the embodiment of that Liz Lemon gif. I will marry myself if need be.
Yes. Oh my god. We love gifs. Gifs are like our favorite.
Gifs are our favorite. So this guy named Mark Clodius, if you can figure out how to spell his name, buy a ring from him. He said that someone told him to make a ring that was just as large as possible. Well, no, he made a size 12 ring, and then they left him a note saying, can you size it up to as large as possible? So he sized it up to a size 26, which looked like a bracelet, and then they brought it back and they asked him to bring it back down to a 13, so.
That was a really weird fact, but go.
The average ring size, this is the useful part. The average ring size for women is 5, and the average size for men is 10. There was also a really weird thing on that forum about someone, like, what was it? Like, fusing a gold chain to a stripper? It was really strange.
Yeah.
Anyways, I looked into the actress who played the side piece, and she was in Veep. One episode. The episode was called Chicklet. I haven't read it yet.
You haven't read it?
Watched it. Sorry, I'm so tired. I watched a lot of Veep today. I watched that episode where she does the interview at her house, and it does not go well.
Oh,
and now I'm in the middle of, like, the episode where, like, they all have to do stuff after that.
I'm looking up that Veep episode because I don't remember the premise. Oh, season 6.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right, oh my god, that's such a good episode. And they go to College of America. It's so funny.
All right. So I have one final deep dive, and it is a big one. I had actually... And it is on Don Johnson.
Because Don Johnson. I don't
Jake
know.
Jake is forced to Don Johnson it.
Oh, yes, I looked this guy up today.
Oh, you weren't supposed to look him up.
I forgot. I was rewatching it. I forgot you told me about him.
All right, well, you're not allowed to say anything because I want to tell them all the Don Johnson stuff. Okay, he was on a television show called Miami Vice where he did wear oversized blazers and they looked a lot better on him than on Jake, but none of this matters when we get to his personal life. So, he is 70 years old.
Is that his personal life?
I wish! Oh my god. Okay, he's 70 years old. He's been married 5 times to a total of 4 women. Which is never good. Never. 3 of his marriages were brief, like very short, and the first 2 were annulled within a matter of days, but no one knows who he was first married to.
Whoa.
So, could be anyone.
And he was married to the same person twice. What?
He was. And her name was Melanie Griffith.
Yes.
And, that woman. He met her when he was... Okay, hold on. If he's 70 now, how old was he in 1972?
Oh, I'm not doing that math.
2020 but... minus 1972. That was not the right math to do. 48? Okay, hold on. Hold on. I'm going to get to his thing again.
I just know that Greta Gerwig mentioned Melanie Griffith in an interview.
Okay, oh wow, okay, anyways, yeah, he was born in 1949, so.
Wow, he looks good for 70.
1979. No, go away. 1975 minus 1949. Okay, so when he was 26 years old, he met Melanie Griffith, a 14-year-old daughter of his co-star.
Wow, they should make a movie about them. They lived together
when she was 15, mm-hmm. and on her 18th birthday, they became engaged. They were married in, then they were married, and that lasted all of less than 6 months.
Yeah.
Then they reunited and had a daughter.
Yeah, Dakota Johnson.
Yeah. So then, he dated a bunch of other people. He lived with an actress, and they have a son. He dated Barbra Streisand.
He did?
At 38, he dated 18-year-old Uma Thurman, who went to our school.
She did.
She did. Our old school.
Yeah.
And then, when he was 47, he was engaged to a woman playing his daughter on a television show.
Yeah, he is.
Who
a
was
bad
17.
Rap.
Then, in a sudden turn, at around 50, he married a 30-year-old Montessori school teacher.
That's where it all ties in. Yeah. Because you go to Montessori school. Oh, yeah. Wow, Don.
So that was... Okay, hold on. I think, wait. They might actually be... They might be still be together. They are! Don Yay. Johnson settled down with,
What's her name? Like, Pfeiffer or something?
Kelly Fledger.
Ah. Kelly Fledger.
Yes. So, also Melanie Griffith is a total mess in her own right.
Yeah.
And Dakota Johnson hosted SNL once. And she seems stable. Did? And by stable, I mean she's only been in one wildly inappropriate movie. And, or maybe three, I don't remember.
Yeah, and, no, there were three.
There were three. And she is like in her 30s and has not already been married like 4 times. So.
Yeah, my dog is here. Sorry. He just busted into my room.
Wow.
Like literally, the door was like really closed. I'm not sure how he did it. It's weird.
But... Okay, so those are my deep dives.
Okay. What next?
The next section is Angelicas and Vultures.
Yes.
You do yours. You do your Angelicas first.
Okay. Okay. I love both of Jake's accents. That's my dog. I'm gonna lock him out because he's like snorting.
I can't hear it, but go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, now I can hear it a little bit. Yeah. I don't think people will mind having dog background noise.
Maxie.
Bushka. Okay. I love the eroticism between Miss Pac-Man and Charles.
That's a recurring joke.
Yes, it is, and it's so funny. I love Jake in the jacket. I love Jake when he's Don Johnsoning it, as we just heard what that means, and smooth forearms or not. I love, the term the Land of Dragons, and I think China should officially change its name to that. I love the line, Dora is sloppy. I don't. Oh wait, that's a vulture. Yeah. I love Amy's giant fingers, and I want to see a spin-off called Amy's Giant Fingers, where Amy becomes a hand model.
Okay, wait, hold on. You're gonna be really proud of me for this moment.
What?
So, it might be because I'm tired and I've been watching Veep all day, and it might be because we've been sort of like referring to her as Dora, but when you said Amy, I thought you meant Amy from Veep.
Oh, that makes me so happy. Amy's my all-time favorite sitcom character.
She's
Amy
really great.
Bruckheimer.
Also, it's not really a sitcom.
You're
I
not a
hope you noticed
sitcom.
that. It's
Let me
just a
finish my
comedy.
Angelicas, lady.
It's a satire. Okay, so fine. Finish your
I love
Angelicas.
the idea of going on your honeymoon to somewhere you found on Dateline.
Oh yeah, I tried to research that, but all I could it wasn't actually on Dateline. It was like the site of a famous like deadly siege. I didn't really look into it. Anyways, go ahead.
I either really love or really don't love Boyle's production of Annie. Though it sounds extremely funny, it sounds extremely wrong. And
I want to see a spin-off called Young Boyle.
Young Boyle. I love Peraltiago. I love Amy's tall butt and weird elbows, and I think the Amy and Jake's memoir should be called Tall Butt and Weird Elbows, the Peraltiago story. And I both love and hate Captain Holt leaving, because Captain, I love him being emotional. I think it was so sad but heartwarming. And I hate the reason why, though. Anyway, Dora's sloppy. Those are my Angelicas.
I don't know what to tell you. Dora's sloppy.
That was a
Okay.
really good impression.
I think I just basically try to emulate as much Amy as I can in my regular life.
Yeah. Okay,
I took a
your
bunch of
turn.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine and Veep quizzes, and I'm happy to report I'm Amy's all across the board.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, let me correct. I took two Brooklyn Nine-Nine and one Veep quiz, so.
Yeah, I took a Veep quiz. It was extremely wrong. It said I'm an Amy. I'm the opposite of an Amy. I'm a Mike at best. I'm a Gary. I'm a Gary. I'd say that's it. I'm a, like, R-rated Gary. Or a PG-13. I'm not that horrible. No. I'm
You're
not
only
that.
R-rated if you swear more than two times. So, you're
Yeah.
not R-rated. Okay. So, my Angelicas, I like emotional relationships with vending machines. I like each character's reaction to the vending machine breaking. If you have time, just like watch the cold open one time for each character. I love that the show just broke a vending machine. They might have done that in post. I don't know. It doesn't feel like they have a really active CGI team.
Yeah.
Like it's not a good place or anything. But
No.
I love that a vending machine was broken. I also love the term the Land of Dragons. I love Jake's Amy impression.
Yeah, oh my God. Oh my
Girlfriend,
God, that was one of
please.
mine. I just didn't see it. Girlfriend, please.
I got a hello open cases.
In the immortal words of Amy Santiago, girlfriend,
Girlfriend,
please.
please. And I love Jake's Jamaican accent. I've already talked about how he did German and Dillman. I like Amy's quick thinking. I know it was weird, but it was like very smart. And it got them in there, so
Yeah.
it was a good idea, Amy.
Amy.
I like the phrase Johnny and Dora, a couple, for sure.
Oh,
I like grackles. I once had a very intense conversation with our friend Audrey about grackles.
yes, I was in the park once with her, and we talked about grackles for a while because her sister was studying them.
This is what happened to me as well. Does
Yeah, I
Audrey
know.
just not have anything to talk about? Anyways, Audrey, grackles. Okay. Okay, I like all of the conversation as Johnny and Dora. Just, I love the Johnny and Dora acting. I think they did it really well. I love the writing. It was written so well. I like Gina's shirt. That's very nice. I like
Oh,
Gina. I like that Jake knows what Amy's getting to eat. I also like that she's eating hot chocolate and potato pancakes because
yes.
strikes a chord. I also, you never say that you're just police colleagues unless you aren't. I also like the parallels between I don't want everything to change and so a lot of change around here, huh? I like Amy's reaction to Holt leaving, just constant, what the hell?
What
What
the
the hell?
hell?
What the
What the
hell? Like,
hell?
that's what I do. I
What
like
the
the
hell?
meet more Z call back to the pilot when Jake had to like do the robot captain voice in front of Holt. And then in very, very, very large letters, hold on. I can't send you a screenshot, but you get the idea. It was size 96. Bold, underlined, italics, Pearl Tiago.
Yes.
I like that Hitchcock thinks he's the new captain. I also like, if you look at the IMDb page, the name of the character who like took away the vending machine is Greg Gerg.
Ah,
So
Greg
that's fun.
Gerg.
All right, your vultures.
Oh, my vultures. Not that many. Actually, kind of all of my vultures were already in my Angelica's, but I'll say them again. Oh, I don't like Augustine's weird face or his. Actually, I really like his mistress, but I don't like his weird face. And I don't like Augustine. I think the side piece is really nice, though. I don't like Captain Holt leaving, obviously. I don't like Charles calling Rosa Roro. I can't back Charles up on that. That just makes me very uncomfortable. And I probably wouldn't like, actually, I probably would love Charles' production of Annie. Annie. Why did I say it like that? But those are my vultures. Very few, because it's such a great episode of television.
All right, I have very few vultures as well. I dislike that Rosa pins the blame on Charles, even though she knows Marcus is the one planning the party.
Yes.
Because she didn't know it was Charles's idea, and she just gets really mad at Charles. Also, ew, Charles. As
Yeah.
I played, I once played Man in Brownstone and Servant in Annie in a bold casting decision. They cast me in both roles. I had one line, it
Oh.
was, keep it quiet down there. So I feel justified to speak on behalf of everyone who's ever been involved with any production of Annie. And that's very gross. I also don't like that there aren't any exterior shots of the restaurant because I really want to see where what it was called.
Yes.
And that's it. That's all my dislikes. Okay, we didn't. I didn't pull up the format. Okay, so after that is our segment we like to call "What We Wish Had Happened."
Yes, what we wish had happened.
Will, what do you wish had happened?
I know it had to happen, but I'm still sad that Captain Holt went.
Not what you
And
wish hadn't happened, what you wish had happened.
oh, what I wish had happened. I wish Captain Holt had stayed. Maybe that. No. Wow, I'm really someone who wants to take back the night. Take back the night. That was on a podcast I listened to. But yeah. What I wish had happened. Nothing. This is a perfect episode.
All right, my what I wish had happened is not what I wish had happened because this is a perfect episode. It's more what I wish they'll do in the future. at some point when the show is ending, I want them to come back to the restaurant. Because I really need a callback. I think the world needs a callback. Or maybe not even when the thing is leaving. I just really want them to just find themselves at the restaurant again. And it would just be perfect. Okay. That's what I wish had happened. Next up.
We belong to the quotes, 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 the quotes. What do we belong to, Susanna?
I belong...
What do we belong to, Susanna?
We belong to the quotes.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, prepare any for these, so
neither I'm just going to wing
it. I don't know what to tell you, Dora Sloppy.
Yes, me too.
I like, girlfriend, please. I got hella open cases. I like...
The Land of Dragons.
I like The Land of Dragons. Yeah. I like...
I like all the things that they say to each other that are really nice.
Yeah, I love all of that. I like... I don't know. Any other quotes for you?
I just like to put emphasis on both Dora's sloppy and girlfriend, please. I got hella open gazes. Especially girlfriend, please. That's so funny. Anyway, that's one of the best lines.
Yeah, it's really great.
It's only good with context, but with context, it's so good. Yeah.
All right. So I feel like it might be good without context. Just girlfriend, yeah. Please. I got hella open cases.
Yeah.
I want. Okay, hold on. I want to see if there's a GIF of that.
Me too. Is there a? Oh yeah, of course there is.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine girl.
Oh, I'm just getting title of your sex tape.
I got a video of the scene.
Well, that's just as good.
Oh. Alright, I found a GIF.
Woo! Send it to me.
That's like what happens after. Word for word.
I like word for word the most.
Yeah.
Word for word. Oh, Jake and Amy. Okay, let me just see that text. I have messages. I go sword. I overheard you telling Rosa, girlfriend, please. I got hella open cases. Oh my god. Everyone, it's such a good episode.
It's a great episode.
It's intensely amazing. Intensely?
Intensely amazing? All right.
It works.
Our next section is...
What will happen to the... No, change the channel.
Change the channel. All right, do you want to shout out, Will?
I didn't prepare any, so here's how it goes. I'm going to shout out our Spanish teacher.
Personal information.
AKA personal information. Because she was really nice in class today. And she was really awesome. And we don't have Spanish homework, which she was really nice for doing. Because, yeah. I'd like to shout out a chocolate milkshake I had for dinner today, along with local burger. It was local burger. Now I'm just gonna go to my Apple Music library and see who I want to shout out.
You sent me a text right before this that said, just what was it? Passionately listening to
2000s
pop really passionately.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out the Apple Music playlist, Pop Throwback, which is not usually my style. And it's not all 2000s pop, but it's so fun to listen to. It was a lot of One Direction, some Nelly Furtado. Now I have Promiscuous stuck in my head. And I'd like to shout out that playlist because it was so fun to listen to, and it's a hype playlist for me.
May I shout out now?
You may shout out all you. Oh, wait, one more shout out. I showed that I'm not really trying to get you to watch it here. I'm just shouting it out because it's so good. Mozart in the Jungle. I love the show, and I watched a really good episode today. It was one where they had a block party, sort of, and it was really good. And I loved that. So,
Oh, are you gonna shout out your Irish sitcom?
I am. I'm going to shout out Derry Girls because I also watched that today, and I've watched that show like 3 times. It's very short, so it's easy to watch, but it's a really, really good show, and I think it's so great and so underrated, and I love it so much. And I think Suzanne should watch it because it's so good.
Did we ever actually say the name?
Yeah, I did. Dairy
Okay, Derry
Girls.
Girls, yes. All right.
Oh, and
Okay.
I'd like to shout out a Vulture article I read about it, which was very, very flattering.
Okay, here are my shout-outs. I want to shout out Veep because it's a great show. I want to shout out my grandfather because he sent me a chapter of his memoir for my special occasion day. Actually, it didn't really have anything to do with my with
Your
yesterday.
special occasion birthday.
And it didn't really have anything to do with that. But he sent it to me, and that was very nice. I want to shout out because you got to shout out Mozart in the Jungle. I'm shouting out Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist. Because I'm watching it with my mom, and it's really good. And also, they just released another trailer, and Max is on a bench with Zoe, and the wind is blowing, and it might
Whoa.
be what we've been waiting for. So I'm just so excited. And I want to shout out, oh my God, I had something else. I want to shout out Taylor Swift's new album, Evermore, because it is really, really, really good. I want to shout out Vulture because they have really great Downton Abbey recaps. And I don't know. Yep, that's it.
Okay. Next one.
All will happen to the gang next year.
What will happen to the gang next year, Susanna?
Next year, the gang will go to 30 Rockefeller Plaza.
Yeah. Woo.
Yeah. We're
Woo.
doing episode 210. They're not normally called that. They just forgot to think of a name for this episode. And it's obviously season 2, episode 10. You can find it on Peacock, Hulu, and Amazon Prime Video. So, lots of places to
Whoa.
find this, not Netflix. I think maybe Netflix if it's like 2013, and also Netflix if you're maybe in the UK. I don't know.
Maybe.
We
Figure it
have a
out
listener in Turkey.
yourselves.
Turkey, maybe you can get it on that Netflix. So.
Yeah. You can just look it up on Google,
Yeah.
y'all.
But I mean, part of our show is we Googled this so you didn't have to, so.
Oh, yeah. Wait. Oh, that was deep
That's
dives.
the deep dive segment.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else you want to say before we sign off with our signature sign off?
Yeah, I feel like we should drag this out longer because we have to cut out some awkward silence and it's only an hour, but
I mean, I have to go to Hanukkah. That's my other shout out. Hanukkah. This is our show during Hanukkah. It is the sixth night of Hanukkah, which is hard to believe. It's going by so
Why'd
fast.
you say that? Now people know your birthday.
I didn't say that.
You said it was the 6th day of Hanukkah, and you said your birthday was yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Well, they can already see what day the episode dropped, so Well, also, I mean, if they're willing to go to enough effort to figure out what day the sixth night of Hanukkah was in 2020, I mean,
Do what
if
you
you're
want,
willing to go to
y'all.
that much length to figure it out,
Do what you want,
it
everyone.
I'm just gonna give it to you as a reward for your hard work.
You're mine. Find Susanna's birthday, stalk her, send her death threats, whatever you want. You do you.
Oh, right. I was supposed to remind you to mention cocaine.
Yes, heroin, marijuana, crack cocaine.
Oh,
That
no,
was from an.
I want cheese on chips. I don't know if that's what you're referencing.
Yes, it was when I was referencing.
There we go.
And to put on some on Christ's white stress. And then you just recite the whole Wi-Fi code. The password starts
Yeah.
with
21.
17071458312, then da da da, then
Then
W.
W, I think.
Yes.
That's all they would ever rhyme with.
Yeah.
What was the other thing? Oh yeah, we have 2 days to edit and prep the next episode. To edit
Oh,
this episode and prep the
touche.
next episode. So
Touche,
it's gonna
touche,
be real
touche.
fun.
Okay, well, let's stress a ton
Let's stress a
and.
ton.
Woo!
Woo.
Okay,
All
well, I
right.
guess this is it. Our signature sign off.
Seth Meyers?
No, you
Oh.
say I've been Susanna.
Well, I've been Susanna.
I've been well. And Seth
And Seth
Meyers.
Myers, this is not a death threat. Boom!
Boom. Yeah.